Clint, you done ran out of gas. You 45 years old. Tyler, I can see it in his eyes. Tyler didn't disappoint me yesterday. He hurt me. I can see the disappointment in his eyes when you told him and you told us that you ran out of gas.
This might be the very first time, and Clint's told me numerous times, but this might be genuinely the very first time I'm actually seriously disappointed in Clint Sterner. Like, what the hell, man?
What the hell happened? How you run out of gas?
Look, I completely understand, fellas. My wife.
Yeah, the lowest probably.
I was in a spot where I didn't have great phone service. My wife, if she's not in the right room at the house, she doesn't have great phone service. And I called her. I said, baby, you're going to believe this, but I ran out of gas. She said, you're too old for this ish. And then the phone's disconnected. And then
that's all you got.
That's all I got. That's all I got from the wife. So I look.
You're too old for it when you start driving.
You know, typically I'd worry about disappointing you, Tyler. At this point in time, a little more concerned with my wife, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
Yeah, man, look, it happens. It's happened to me. I've made a habit of it. I run my tank damn near dry every time. I'm not one of these.
Okay. Before March 27, 2023, when do you think the last time you ran out of gas? Has it been in the last 5 years?
Oh, yeah. 5 years? Absolutely.
How many times in the last 5 years?
In the last year?
No, just probably once or twice in the last 5 years, probably once or twice.
Okay.
I'd say last 5 years. Yesterday was probably the third time.
That's three times too many, my friend.
That is. That's all over the age of 40.
Hey, man, when you live on the edge, bud. When you live on the edge, man, sometimes you just got to.
This is just an edge for no reason.
when you live on the edge, sometimes you just got to enjoy the fall, man.
How did you get here? And text line.
Well,
how many times have you run out of gas, Trailer Will and Frame text line, in the last 5 years? I'm at zero. Tyler told us he has never in his life run out of gas.
No, because there's a gas gauge built into all cars, so it's a good way to make sure you don't do it.
And now Clint is three times in the last 5 years.
I'm gonna tell you, I was playing a golf tournament up in the Woodlands. I don't frequent the Woodlands, especially. I didn't know the Woodlands Country Club has five golf courses. Most country clubs have maybe 36 holes, if not just 18. Didn't realize that. So when I left the golf course, I did not realize, like, I didn't know where I was exactly. The quickest way back to the highway, yada, yada, yada. So I start my car, boom, my gas gauge goes off. Tells me, hey, you're low, fool. Get some gas.
But so they tell you the mileage? That 35?
No, it just when it goes off, it just dings low. When you dismiss it, it then tells you you got 40-something. I think it was 44 miles, I think is what it was.
And you're like, oh, I'm good. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm good. Let me just pull my map up and get out of these damn woods back here, because it's – you've never been to the Woodlands back in the golf course. It's obviously built in a way in which – it's its own community. I mean, it's in the golf courses. You're out. It feels like you're out in the middle of nowhere. You're not, but it feels like you're out in the middle of nowhere. So I'm like, let me get back to the service road of 45. And I get out there, and then when you get to 45, I had some. I don't know what was on my mind, but something was on my mind. Boom! I jump on 45, and then all of a sudden I'm in the far left lane. Need to get back over in the far right lane to get on 99. And I was in foreign territory. And so it slipped my mind.
But I was going to say, you had stopped thinking about that gas.
The 44 miles that I had to go was enough time for me to completely forget about it.
Wow,
and at this point in time, I jump on 99, and it is I'm rolling, son. I mean, I'm rolling now. And I get around there about halfway between 45 on the northeast side, about halfway between 45 and 59 on 99. And it gets pretty – it's a newer stretch there, so all the development's not there except for in a couple of pockets. And, man, I got on this one part of 99 with this long bridge, and that thing started sputtering on me. And I said, oh, no. My old heart just dropped into my stomach. I said, oh, no, don't, not right now. I start looking at the signs.
Not a gas station near.
I'm a mile from the exit. So, but I immediately look, and I'm on this bridge. It felt like that long-ass bridge – you know, if you go to Louisiana from here, if you go to South Louisiana from here, you get on a bridge and it goes for
Coushatta recently.
Almost any murder mystery that includes Texas and Louisiana, that bridge plays a part somehow. But anyway, mm-hmm. I felt like I was on that bridge, and at that point, my attention goes directly to because there's no shoulder, like there's barely any shoulder. And as Tyler has mentioned, he pegs out his old Ford truck at about 122 miles per hour when he gets on 99. Everybody else does too. So I'm going, man.
So it's just vroom.
Oh, they're flying. They're rolling. And I'm like, man, let me get off this bridge so I can at least get two wheels off in the grass, get out of my truck, and get up. You know, so if somebody hits my truck, I'm not. And so I did that. And then I thought, okay, I got off the bridge. Boom, let me pull over. I pull over. I immediately pull out my phone because I've been here before. I am a triple. For all everybody wants to respond to with you need AAA. AAA is great. Love AAA. Problem is, my experience with AAA, I've sat in the same place waiting on them for over an hour multiple times. And so my thought is, and I've said many a time before, Ron the Show Ugly, that I prefer to support locally Houston-owned businesses. Come on, man. And so I immediately...
You just need to get you some gas.
I immediately go to my map, and I look, I Google towing or auto mechanic, right? And it pops up all the little bubbles that are all within 2 miles of me. Show, and I'm like, hell yeah. Because I've done that. I've done that.
You've been here before.
I've done that before, and there ain't a heartbeat within 2 miles of it, much less a gas.
I haven't run out of gas enough to have known what you should do.
Well, put this in your back pocket, because this is going to be good advice for you.
Or just don't ever run out of gas.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I hit it. Show, I called at least five people. I called at least five businesses.
To no avail. What time is it?
And they just shot me down. 6 o'clock, roughly. Six, maybe 6:30. I'm talking about shot me down. No, can't help you. Well, is there any, like, I got a credit card. Whatever it costs me, just let me know. I need some help, man. I know y'all got a gas can. Yeah, we got a gas can, but we ain't got nobody to come out there. I said, I'm within 2 miles of you. Literally, you're at the next exit. I can see a 1 mile sign. Can't help you. At least five places just dismissed the hell out of me. So I'll be honest with you. I'm blown away with how few people are willing to help a stranded man out.
Not right? Blind, just blown away by, hey, let me drive out here to this person. I have no idea who it is out here who sounds a little aggressive. Well, on
I mean,
the phone,
no, not at all. Not at all. So anyway, I hit my sixth one. I hit my sixth one, and it's my man, Nick, over at Rapid Auto.